This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the refugees spilling into Europe illustrates the magnitude of this humanitarian crisis. Some estimate that more than half of the population of Syria has fled the country. Some have settled in nearby Lebanon and Jordan. Hundreds of thousands are trying to make their way to Germany or other European countries. So how should the world respond? Well, the Bible admonishes us to treat aliens and foreigners with compassion. Deuteronomy 10 instructed the nation of Israel to show love for the alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. Leviticus 19 tells us to actually treat the foreigner as a native-born citizen. And in the New Testament, Jesus teaches us that we should do unto others as we would have them to do to us. On the other hand, we need to inject some common sense into the international response to this crisis. For example, when Europe asks us to take refugees, perhaps our response should be, you first. The United States has taken in more refugees than any country in the world. Europe never has offered to take any refugees from Central America streaming into our country. We're trying to deal with millions who have come to this country illegally. We might also encourage Europe to reconsider their laws that make the problem of refugees worse. The Schengen Agreement is one of the foundational principles of the European Union. It allows people to travel across national boundaries without passports. And unfortunately, the refugees have found a weak link. That is a country with a porous border, and have used that to spill into the rest of Europe. Now, a final concern is ISIS. I've had experts on my radio program document that ISIS has infiltrated these refugee groups and is actually using the crisis to move ISIS operatives all over Europe. Should we respond to this crisis? Of course, but we should do it with compassion and also common sense. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.